Yeah, we're going to start off with some rugby this hour. Vodacom Blue Bulls loose forward Cameron Honeycomb has been called up to the Springbok squad, replacing the injured Damian Willemse for the year-end tour to the UK. Now, Willemse suffered a groin injury during the Stormers URC loss to Glasgow Warriors. The Springbok squad, of course, led by Siam Thanda Kolisi, will play against Scotland, England and the Welsh in November, which means that the URC is on a four-week break. The Hollywood Bets Sharks go into the break ninth on the standings. The Sharks running in five tries to beat Munster 41-24 at the Tank on Saturday in front of 20,000 people, which was pretty awesome to see. Coach John Plum reflects on the last 2 weeks at home.
It's great to have two wins at home in front of a good crowd tonight as well, which made it a bonus. I thought there was always a plan to try and get some points on the board arriving back now before the break after a pretty tough tour. I'm pleased for the boys. It was a good effort.
Well done there to the Sharks. Now, Sundowns, they've suffered their first defeat in the Betway Prem in Polokwane. Masandawana went down 1-0 to Polokwane City. Rise and shine at the old Phuthumukaba Stadium. The disappointing part, though, for Sundowns, I think, is that there was no shot on target in the 90 minutes. And, of course, we all had Sundowns in our bet slips and we all lost. So there's also that. In Cape Town, there was a goalless draw between Cape Town City and Magesi FC, with both sides settling for a point each. Arsenal, 5 points adrift of Premier League leaders Man City after a 2-2 draw with Liverpool. The thoughts of manager Mikel Arteta.
We were the better team by far. But yeah, we needed to grab the points today to make a reflection on where we are and where we want to be. We couldn't do it, but for sure we are there.
Yeah, and when it rains, it pours. Man United down to 14th after losing 2-1 at West Ham United. Fifth place Chelsea beating Newcastle 2-1. Tottenham suffered a 1-0 defeat to Crystal Palace, and Carlos Sainz, he claimed victory at the Mexico City Grand Prix ahead of Lando Norris and Ferrari teammate Charles Leclerc. Ferrari's first win in Mexico since 1990. Max Vosumuze Verstappen finishing in sixth place, receiving 2 10-second time penalties following incidents involving Norris. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.